Dreamscape presents Pigs by Johanna Stoberock, narrated by Hilary Huber. The pigs ate everything. Kitchen scraps, bitter lettuce from the garden, the stale and sticky contents of lunchboxes kids brought home from school, toenail clippings, hairballs pulled up from the drain. After the pigs were done, there weren't even any teeth left over, not even any metal from cavities filled long ago. They lived in a pen out back. The land was rocky but spacious, and the pen had been tucked in a corner out of sight for more years than any of the children could remember. It was made out of wood, gray splintered boards nailed together in a haphazard way. Every 5 feet, the wood was anchored by posts. When you stood by the fence, the pigs lumbered over, grunting, and stuck their snouts out between the rickety slats. It wasn't always that they expected food. Sometimes they just wanted their snouts scratched. Sometimes they just grunted happily and settled back down in the shade. There were 6 of them. They never fought. They seemed to smile when you approached. But you had to be quick. If you brought a bucket of slop and poured it out too slowly without moving your hand away, you never knew what could happen. Louisa was missing a finger, not an important one, just her left-hand pinky, where she hadn't moved away quickly enough one hot summer afternoon when she was feeding them shoes. It was summer every afternoon there, soft and lazy and slow. The pinky came off in one clean bite before she even realized what was happening. She left with a feeling of shame, like it had been her fault the pig grabbed her finger. She wrapped her hand in her skirt and kept her mouth shut, and the stub didn't start hurting until she lay down for the night. The land was actually an island. The island was surrounded by water that glinted green in the sun and clouded to gray in the shade. Some might have let the pigs run free, feral among the scrubby brushes. The pigs could have rooted happily for mushrooms or truffles, found entire brambles of berries to eat, and maybe left the children alone. They could have gobbled up the entire world's detritus without anyone's help. But the grown-ups preferred the pigs confined. They preferred the relative safety of the fence. Louisa had lived on the island forever, or for as long as she could remember, which was the same as forever. There were other children, too, 3 of them. Andrew, who sang in his sleep and had straw-colored hair. Mimi, who was older, or...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?